Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Esselamu aleykum ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. This is Imam Zeyd Shakir. 30 lights for 30 nights. Ramadan reminders. Brothers and sisters, tonight we want to go back to something we mentioned earlier. One of the things mentioned in the hadith of what the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he would enter the last 10 days, wa ahya layla wa ayqadha ahla, he would wake his family members up. Ramadan is a family endeavor, brothers and sisters. This is a time for families and communities to come together. This is a time for families to do positive things together. During the year, many times we're off in our various rooms. So Ahmed is over here with his iPad doing his thing, and Dad is here with his desktop doing his work-related things, and Mom is over here with her laptop shopping for this, that, and the other, and whatever. We've scattered and fragmented. Ramadan is a time to bring it all back together around the Quran, around the worship of Allah. We should go to the masjid for Taraweeh prayers as a family. We should sit around and read the Quran, each family member reading a verse in Arabic if the ability to do so is there, and then reading the translation in English, Spanish, or whatever language the family members might be conversant with. This is how we bring life not only to the days and nights of Ramadan, but we bring life to our families, brothers and sisters. So our Prophet ﷺ, wa ayqadha ahla, he would wake up his family members so they could pray and they could participate in the blessings and bounties of Ramadan. Along those lines, let us say this also. During these last 10 days and nights, we've had all the iftars, the brothers, we've invited all the fellas over, and our wives, generally speaking, because they do the cooking. Even when they come home after a hard day at work, they still cook, generally. We have to work to change that, brothers. A more equitable division of labor. But in any case, our wives are sweating in the kitchen, imbibing all of these aromas of food that we're not supposed to be avoiding. And we just have the fellas show up and we have a lovely meal. And of course, everyone gets blessings for that. But this is the time, all right, listen, peanut butter sandwiches, I want you to get into your Quran. I want you to take time for your worship. You're coming to Taraweeh with me tonight. Family affair, brothers and sisters. Not because I say so, because this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Wa ayqadha ahla. He would wake up his family members, wake up his wife to participate in the worship of the month. So let's try to do that, revive that particular sunnah. May Allah bless all of you, bless all of the families out there, bless all of the single people. May Allah bless everyone out there who's trying to get the most out of Ramadan. And we pray that these reminders are helpful in that regard. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of you. This is Imam Zeyd Shakir, 30 lights for 30 nights, Ramadan reminders. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.